You know that feeling, right? That dream you have of finding a classic car. Maybe it's a fastback tucked away in an old barn. You think, you know, a few weekends, some new parts, and this thing will be perfect.
And for so many people, that dream car is the first generation Ford Mustang. Someone's from 65 to 1970.
Exactly. It's an icon.
It really is the ultimate project. I mean, the parts are everywhere, the history is incredible, and you feel this real connection, you
Yeah.
know? You're bringing a piece of the past back to life.
You feel like you're rescuing it. And we love that story, the greasy hands, the sense of accomplishment.
Right.
But today we're doing a deep dive into the, let's call it the financial reality check behind that dream. We've been looking at data from specialized shops to figure out the real cost drivers and, maybe more importantly, the hidden risks of restoring one of these cars.
And we should probably just get the sticker shock out of the way right up front.
Let's do it.
The range is just,
Yeah.
it's enormous.
Yeah.
A professional restoration for a good, solid driver quality car, you're starting around $48,000.
Okay, that's already a big number.
But that's the starting point. That budget can soar, and I mean really soar, to over $300,000 for a top-tier, Conkers-level restoration.
Wait, $300,000. That's a house in some places. How does that even happen? I know parts and paint can be pricey, but how do you get to that number?
See, and that's the core misunderstanding. That's what trips everybody up.
Okay.
You think it's the cost of the chrome or the engine parts or the leather, but it's not. The single biggest cost, the thing that eats up the budget, is the human element,
Labor.
professional labor. All our sources agree on this. Labor is going to be somewhere between 60 and 75% of your total project cost. You are paying for time, meticulous, specialized human time.
All right, so let's unpack that, this labor monster. If I'm looking for a shop, what kind of hourly rates are we even talking about?
Well, nationally, a good general restoration shop is probably around $125 an hour. But the specialists, the people building those $100,000-plus cars, they're in high-demand areas. So if you're in a city like Los Angeles, those rates immediately jump.
To what?
A shop that specializes in, say, show-level body prep, you're looking at $145 to $160 an hour. And the elite guys, the Concours specialists, they're easily commanding $160 to $185, maybe even more.
And when you're paying that much per hour, the sheer number of hours must be terrifying.
It is. It's an exponential relationship. The higher the quality you demand, the more the hours just multiply.
So give me a breakdown.
Okay. A good, respectable driver quality car, something you can take out and enjoy, that's maybe 800 to 1200 total hours.
Which is already a huge amount of
A
time.
huge commitment. But say you want true show quality. Now you're jumping to 2,500, maybe 3,500 hours.
And why such a massive jump?
Because now you're talking about complete disassembly and perfect reassembly. And if you're chasing Concours perfection, where every nut and bolt is judged against factory standards,
Let me guess.
you're at 4,000, 5,000 plus hours of labor.
I had no idea the difference was measured in thousands of hours. So what's the one decision, the one thing that pushes you over that line from a driver to a show car?
It's the frame-off equivalent teardown.
Right, because the Mustang's a unibody.
Exactly. The body is the frame.
Yeah.
But to get that perfect finish, everything has to come off the car. Glass, interior, every single mechanical part. That's the point of no return financially.
And avoiding that step is the key to saving money.
It's the biggest money saver. Because the moment you commit to that full teardown, you've just added more than 2,000 hours of labor for disassembly, cleaning, and all the final adjustments. It is the critical financial decision of the whole project.
So if labor is the monster, let's talk about the ambushes, the things that make those labor hours just skyrocket. I'm guessing rust is at the top of that
Oh,
lake.
absolutely. Rust is the biggest financial risk, period. It's the great unknown.
Because you can't see it all when the car is together.
You can't. And our sources show that once you find serious structural rust, the repair budget can easily get into the six figures just for the metalwork.
Wow. So what's a realistic range? If you find some rust, what should you plan for?
Well, for moderate rust, you know, floor pans, a few patches, you're probably in the $7,000 to $15,000 range.
Okay.
That's maybe 40 to 150 hours of work. But if you're talking serious structural damage, that number jumps to $25,000, $40,000, or even more. We're talking 200 plus hours of highly skilled metalwork. A rusty car can literally double your entire restoration estimate overnight.
So what are the really bad spots on these Mustangs, the places people should look first?
There are two notorious failure points. First, the cowl panels. right under the windshield.
They're a water trap.
A perfect water trap. They rust from the inside out, so you often don't see it till it's too late. And second, the torque boxes.
Explain what those are. Why are they so critical?
So the torque boxes are these heavy-duty braces that connect the front frame rails to the floor and rockers. They handle all the twisting forces of the car.
So they're pure structure.
Pure structure. And repairing them means cutting out layers of metal and doing very precise structural welding. It's a great example of the labor issue. A new floor pan might only be a $600 part, but the hours of specialized labor to weld it in correctly will cost you thousands.
All right, let's move from the structure to the skin, body, and paint. This feels like another place where those labor hours for a show-quality car just explode.
It's the aesthetic labor sink. For anyone trying to budget this, a basic, good-quality respray will probably run you $5,000 to $8,000.
Okay, that feels reasonable.
But a true show-quality job.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're at $15,000 to $35,000. And if you're aiming for Concours, where the paint has to be absolutely flawless under harsh lights...
Don't tell me.
The costs can, and often do... exceed $100,000.
$100,000 for paint. What makes it that expensive? Is the paint itself made of gold?
It's not the material. It's the prep. The sanding, the blocking, getting the body perfectly straight.
Hmm.
That's like 90% of the cost. A modest paint job takes hundreds of hours of prep. But for a Concours car, you're dedicating 1,500 to 2,000 hours just to metal alignment and blocking.
2,000 hours before you even spray color?
Yeah. You are paying for a person to spend weeks and weeks making sure every panel gap is perfect and every surface is flatter than glass. That's what you're buying.
Okay, let's shift to the mechanicals, the engine, the drivetrain. This feels like an area where you have some strategic choices to make.
You do, and it's a great example of trading risk for cost. With the engine, you basically have two paths, rebuild the original or buy a modern Creed engine.
The rebuild seems like the purest route, probably cheaper too.
It's deceptive. The rebuild kits themselves are cheap, maybe $500 to $800 in parts. But your success depends entirely on expensive machine shop labor.
Which can have its own high hourly rate.
It can, maybe $150 an hour. And you're looking at, say, $815 in labor just for the short block assembly. You have a ton of labor risk, and you're at the mercy of the machine shop's schedule.
And the alternative is the Creed engine.
Right. The Creed engine flips that whole equation. The parts cost is way higher. A new 302 V8 crate can be $4,000 to $6,000 or more.
But the labor is almost zero.
Exactly. You buy dramatically lower labor risk. You save all that time on assembly, machining, and this is a big one, debugging. You just drop it in.
What about the rest of the drivetrain, like the transmission?
A rebuild on a stock C4 or C6 automatic is about $1,500 to $2,500. But, you know, a lot of owners want to modernize for drivability.
Like a five-speed manual?
Yep. A Tremec 5-speed is a super common upgrade. Better gearing, better on the highway. But the kit alone is $2,000 to $3,000, plus installation.
And I imagine modernizing the steering and brakes is a pretty common and smart move, too.
Oh, absolutely. Swapping out the old drum brakes for front discs is almost standard practice for safety. That's a $700 to $1,000 kit. If you want better road feel, a rack and pinion steering conversion is great. But those kits can be over $2,000.
So what you're describing, the Restomod approach, it's not just about making the car faster. It's actually a financial strategy.
That's precisely it. A Restomod uses higher cost modern parts, like electronic fuel injection or coilover suspension, to deliberately avoid the super complex, time-consuming labor it takes to make a 50-year-old factory system work perfectly.
You're mitigating your labor risk with technology.
You're buying your way out of unpredictable hours.
We've hit the big ticket items, but every restorer I've ever talked to says it's the little things, the scope creep, that really kill a budget. What's on that list?
Electrical is number one. It's the most underestimated system.
These parts are cheap.
Exactly. You see a full new wiring harness for $300 and you think, great.
Yep.
But the labor to install it carefully, route everything correctly, that's 75 to 120 hours.
And that's if everything goes right.
Right. If you have to integrate modern stuff like fuel injection or just hunt down one little electrical problem from a bad ground, that debugging labor becomes a black hole for your money.
Okay, what's next? The interior. That seems like it should be the fun part.
It is. But it's not cheap if you have it done professionally. A complete interior kit might be $2,000 to $3,000. But the labor... You know, getting the seat covers tight, installing the headliner without a wrinkle, that can easily double the cost. Experts put a full professional interior job at $5,000 to $7,000 total.
And then there's putting it all back together again after that very expensive paint job. That must be nerve-wracking.
It's a huge task. For a frame-off car, shops will budget 100 to 300 hours just for final assembly.
Just for reassembling.
Just for putting the glass in, all the chrome trim, and getting the panel gaps perfect. And here's a painful secret. Reproduction body panels almost never fit perfectly out of the box. So you end up spending hundreds of extra hours just tweaking and adjusting to get that perfect fitment.
And what about the tiny stuff, the bolts, the clips?
We call that the hardware tax. The cost of thousands of unique fasteners, clips, getting little bits re-chromed, it's almost always left out of the initial budget.
And it adds up.
Our sources say it can easily exceed $5,000 on a high-quality car. It's death by 1,000 cuts.
Okay, so knowing all this, knowing that labor and rust are the real killers, what are the top three things a listener can do to protect themselves if they're starting this journey?
Okay, number one, start with the absolute cleanest chassis you can possibly find. It is your single best weapon against that unpredictable rust tax.
Pay more up front for a better car.
Pay more up front. Number two, mandate media blasting as part of your pre-purchase inspection. Don't buy the car until you've seen the bare metal. Force the rust to show its hand before you own it.
And number three,
be honest with yourself about why you're building the car. If your budget is a real constraint, accept the driver's street restoration tier. Avoiding that full teardown and the obsessive cosmetic labor will save you thousands of hours and, frankly, might save the whole project from failure.
This deep dive really makes it clear. The project's timeline is basically a direct proxy for its cost. 6 to 12 months for a driver versus, what, 3 to 5 years for a concourse car?
Or more, yeah.
It shows that a professional restoration is a serious financial undertaking. It needs to be planned out based on labor modeling, not a parts catalog.
It's a profound commitment, for sure. But, you know, it's worth remembering the emotional side of it. The real joy isn't just having the finished car. It's the process. It's the late nights, the learning.
Greasy hands.
The greasy hands, yeah. When you solve that tricky structural problem or finally get a door to align perfectly, you feel like you've really earned your seat in that car.
You end up knowing that car better than the engineers who designed it. You fixed half a century of problems.
And that's the transformation that matters most.
Yeah.
By restoring the car, you become part of its story. The project changes you. You didn't just restore a machine, you built confidence. You gained real expertise. And in a way, you restored a little piece of yourself, too.
And that's something you just can't put a price on.